Okay, we're in business. My name is Carl Malamud, and I'm president of Public Resource. I started Public Resource in 2008, and my goal was to make important government information, especially the law, more broadly available to citizens. No, actually, this issue has come up a few times. In most of the United States, it is widely recognized that the law has no copyright because it's owned by the people. That's a long-standing Supreme Court precedent that goes back to 1834. But in 2008, the state of Oregon sent a takedown notice for the Oregon Revised Statutes. They threatened a lawsuit, and we threatened to sue them. And at the end of the day, they called us up and said, you know what, we're going to hold hearings. Would you mind coming up to Oregon? So we went up to Oregon and testified before a joint committee of the House and the Senate. And they listened to us, and they listened to Oregon citizens, and they listened to their lawyers, and then they voted to unanimously waive any assertions of copyright. And so that's the way these things are supposed to be settled, right? You're supposed to talk about them and decide what the right thing is. Going to court seems like a waste of taxpayer dollars for the state of Georgia. That the state of Georgia sued? Yes, I was surprised. Now, we've been going back and forth with the state of Georgia for a couple years. There's a half a dozen states that assert copyright over their state statutes. Georgia, Mississippi, Idaho for a while. And both Georgia and Mississippi have sent fairly stern letters saying that what we were doing was inappropriate and threatening potential legal action. But, you know, each time they'd send us a letter, I'd send them a letter back and say, you know, I'd love to come to Atlanta and speak about this with you. And I asked to appear before the Georgia Code Commission, and I've asked to meet with Senator McCoon, who is chairman of the commission, and they just don't seem to want to talk. So the state of Georgia is alleging that the raw Georgia law, the statutes are, of course, public, but the annotations that are part of the official code of Georgia annotated are somehow copyright, and that I would need permission before posting them on the net. They also argue that there is a version of the official code of Georgia not annotated that's available online from their vendor, a company called Lexis. But the problem is that this website that the company called Lexis has these stringent terms of use that say, if you access this site, you can't copy any of this material. You can't use it. You can't post it on the net. It's not the official law. And the site is really bad. You can't bookmark anything, for example. You can't find a provision of the code and then send email to a friend and say, hey, I want you to go look at this. And the problem is that the only official law is this book, the Official Code of Georgia Annotated. It's like 39 volumes. It costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And it is copyright by the state of Georgia, by the Georgia Code Commission. So since it is the only official law, we bought a copy, and we scanned it, and we put it on the internet. And that's what this lawsuit is about. For us to scan it? Oh, you know, it's a lot of work, but I've been doing this for a long time. I helped put the U.S. Patent Database online. I put the Securities and Exchange Commission online. I've put 6,000 videos from the National Archives up on YouTube. So, you know, it took a while to scan them, a little sweat of the brow, as it were. But it wasn't that hard. I'm sorry? Oh, I've been doing the Georgia Code for a few years. Well, it didn't take that long, but there's updates periodically. What'll happen is you get the 39 volumes, and I don't know if that's the right number, but it's, you know, several dozen volumes. And then periodically there's updates. They reissue the title on insurance, and then the next year they'll reissue the title on criminal law. So we put it online a few years ago, and then we've been keeping it up to date. Well, the annotations are being done. The codification, right, the creation of the official code of Georgia, and what that means is you take all the statutes and you take all the criminal statutes and put them in one volume and all the insurance in another, and then you add stuff like the revision history and you add any attorney general opinions that are relevant, and that's what the official code of Georgia annotated is. And it is published by, and the copyright is in the name of the Georgia Code Commission, which is an organ of the state, and they use a vendor called LexisNexis to help them out on this. But the copyright is by the state. This is the official state law. This is not some private work. Oh, well, we will respond to the complaint, absolutely, as to specifically how we will respond to the complaint, whether it will be a cross-claim or a motion to dismiss or a motion for summary judgment. I don't know. We're actually talking with our legal team for the first time today. We're going to be represented pro bono. That means no charge because we're a nonprofit by the firm of Alston & Byrd, which is one of the largest and most prestigious law firms in Georgia. And we're being assisted by some noted copyright experts, people that are nationally known in the field of intellectual property. You know, in the United States, it goes all the way back to our very first Supreme Court that the law has no copyright because it's owned by the people. That's been applied to court opinions. It's been applied to statutes. It's been applied to building codes. If ignorance of the law is no excuse, you can't prohibit people from reading, writing, and speaking the law. And that's all we were doing here, was speaking the law to inform citizens about their rights and their obligations. No, that's it. I sent you some background information. You can look at that. The complaint in paragraph 20 accuses me of a practice of terrorism. I think that is so over the top. It's not even funny. I have been public servant for close to 30 years, putting important government databases online. My work has been recognized by the right and the left, by the White House, by Speaker Boehner. I helped the U.S. Congress put videos from congressional hearings online. The state of Georgia may disagree with what I'm doing, but I think terrorism is very much over the top, and I hope we can have a more civilized discourse as we move forward. Okay, hold on. I gotta find the thing. There it is.